910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An atmospheric river hitting the northwest. It's brought torrential rain and strong winds, knocking out power to 350,000 homes and businesses. Gunmen opening fire on vehicles carrying Shiite Muslims in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 38 people in one of the region's deadliest attacks in recent years. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the bombings in Gaza. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger is doing a 10-year prison sentence for killing a man in his own apartment. Now she has been slapped with a civil judgment. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
No one believes that Amber Geiger will ever be able to pay $98 million to the family of Botham Jean. But if she were to write a book or option the rights to a movie about the day she accidentally walked into Jean's apartment and shot him, she wouldn't be able to collect a dime.
Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell again last week, remaining near a 7-month low. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents that cases of whooping cough are on the rise. According to DHS officials, there have already been more than 1,700 confirmed cases of whooping cough this year, a significant increase over recent years. The highly contagious infection could seem like the common cold at first, but if residents have symptoms that go beyond a runny nose or small fever, they should check with their health care provider. Health officials are also reminding residents to get vaccinated. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers that the application period for cover crop insurance rebates will soon be open. In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the DATCP will offer a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops this year. The application period will open at noon on December 2nd and will remain open until noon on January 31st. The application is available online. The Hayward School District is planning to seek additional state funding to improve their special education and mental health offerings. At a school board meeting this week, District Superintendent Craig Olson says they're hoping to get about 90% of the cost for special education students reimbursed by the state, rather than the 33% they currently receive. He also noted that consistently turning to local residents with operational referendums for basic funding is not sustainable for many school districts having similar financial problems. Formal charges are expected for the man accused of killing a woman in Marshfield and moving her body to Price County this week. David Castro Gutierrez is facing charges of first-degree intentional homicide in the death of 28-year-old Blanca Jesenia Hernandez Porta Carrero, whose body was found in the town of Hackett earlier this month. Authorities have not released an official cause of death, but allege that she was killed during a domestic incident in Marshfield. Castro Gutierrez is currently in the Wood County Jail on a $10 million cash bond. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on 4 of their last 5 games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division I, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh. Senekin, what's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be taking a look at issues that will face Wisconsin voters in 2025 and your phone calls as well. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. Times of trouble, we never could have come this far. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's time to put up or shut up. You know, the election's over. Donald Trump and the Republicans have made a lot of promises to people about how they were going to change things for working class voters. Guess what? I'm a working class voter. You know, I'm one of those people that kind of made up the firewall for Donald Trump. A guy with a high school diploma and who has no further, you know, education outside of a high school diploma that I received 52 years ago. And so, you know, for those people who, Donald Trump, I'm one of those people who voted and supported Donald Trump. I'm from that group. And so now it's time for them to put up. They made a bunch of promises that they're not going to be able to keep to working class people. You know, they're going to dismantle government. Working class voters bet big on Trump. How's he going to pay him back? You know, the emotion and excitement and exhilaration, that's behind you now. That's behind us now. You got your man in. Now it's time to start looking and seeing what is he going to do for rural America to change the reality that they're faced with on a daily basis. You should be asking those questions. It's no longer Kamala Harris and the fact that you don't like things about her. You now are faced with the reality that you've elected some people who say they're going to fix what ails you. Now it's time to ask them how they're going to do it. Well, actually, you should ask that before you elected them. How long will you sit back and accept the fact that you're not included in what their plans are? And then what will you do? You know, when you find out that you've been had, you've been took, you've been bamboozled, because that's what's happened to you. The working class basically were in revolt. You know, Donald Trump was able to sell a bill of goods to people without college degrees. He won clear majorities among families with annual incomes of less than $100,000 and made major inroads to minority communities and skew working class. These voters are furious after 4 years of soaring inflation and falling incomes, which have only started to rise in the past few months. They want Trump to revolutionize the economy, creating the opportunities they've lacked for so long. Now Trump has to deliver. Midwestern and Rust Belt voters want him to usher in a new era of manufacturing. Hey, it ain't going to happen. He doesn't have the capacity or the ability to usher in major new manufacturing in rural areas or in urban areas. It's just not going to happen. Rural voters want him to reverse the long decline of their communities. How? How is he going to do that? 855-752-4842. He never told you how he was going to do it in the first place, as he works to dismantle government. You know, I keep saying, you know, for the people who were angry about their situations, and somehow to think that their situations are going to change because Republicans are in control, I'm sorry. They sold you a false bill of goods. They don't have the capabilities to change those things. You know, because it was never just the Democrats themselves who put you in that situation. It never was. But you bought the false bill of goods, and now, you know, you dance to the music. Now you got to pay to the piper. Even the traditionally blue states like New Jersey and Illinois and big cities like New York and Chicago, working class voters who back Trump in unprecedented numbers expect him to create an economy with bigger wages and better jobs. Can't do it. That's not how it works. It's a global economy. That's what he didn't tell you. They lied to you. They can't snap a finger and recreate the 70s. They can't do it. So when you wake up and find out, who are you going to be angry at? Won't be able to blame Joe Biden and the Democrats. I wonder if you'll be fair. I mean, or are you going to make excuses and say, well, the Democrats won't let them do what needs to be done? This is big boy talk, right? You should put on your big boy pants, because that's the conversation we're having right now. I'm hearing people say, well, you know, we have to understand the people who voted for Donald Trump and why they did that. And they shouldn't be held accountable for the choices they made. You have to understand. And I'm like, I don't buy that. You know, I don't buy that you have to understand why they voted for somebody who lied to them. Nonstop. And because of this, of the decision that was made, the pain is going to be shared through all of us. Not the wealthy, but to the average Joes like myself, we're the ones that are going to feel the pain. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. You know, your great start of the show. You know, he had 4 years to do it before. He didn't create a great economy. Obama left him a great economy. And I would love to ask his followers, what part of a great economy did he create? You know, he was born into money. Elon Musk was born into money. If those guys didn't have money, we probably would never know who a Donald Trump was, Elon Musk, Ramaswamy, you know, the price of eggs. People are complaining about the price of eggs. Well, it's because of the bird flu. So I wonder what can they do to get rid of the bird flu so people can stop complaining about the price of eggs. I would love to see that. You know, you have his people that say, you know, well, get rid of the Obamacare, but keep the ACA. And they're two of this. They're the same thing. You know, they're Ramaswamy and Musk are talking about cutting the SNAP program. Do people understand that that means them as well, too? You have Hispanics that are saying, well, he's not going to get rid of the good illegal immigrants. It's only the bad immigrants. Well, I would love to see how they're going to do that. I don't understand how people vote against their own best interest. Like I said, he had 4 years to do all of this stuff before. He didn't bring back manufacturing here. Biden and Harris did. The CHIPS program. He talked about creating a great health care. He had 4 years to do that. It was every 2 weeks. He talked about infrastructure. He's supposed to be the building king. He couldn't. He had control for at least 2 years. The wall that he claimed he was going to build. That wall was never built. Mexico was never going to pay for it. The Democrats didn't stop that.
Hey, Charles, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. You know, the people are going to find out the hard way. Here's a man totally dismantling government. How in the world is he going to be able to do anything to support you if there's no government to support you? I mean, it's just nonsensical. And so people didn't give it enough thought. And they voted from emotion, raw emotion. Donald Trump is not going to make things better for you. I'm telling you right now, can't happen. That's not how our government works. That's not how it ever worked. And surely by dismantling it, it's not going to make it more likely that it can help you or that he can help you. He's not a god. We're going to continue this dialogue and this conversation, and it can only happen through you on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. Your thoughts next.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The Deer Hunters Roundup is back on WBZH. Hi, everybody. Join me, Joel Karnick, along with Greg Gunderson and a cast of thousands. It's live and it's local. Tune in starting this Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. live right here on the Buzz of the North. You can call, text, or email with your deer hunting camp info. We're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes, so don't miss it. This is a live show with your calls and stories. The Deer Hunters Roundup, live and local. Weeknight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. during the 9-day gun deer season right here on the Buzz of the North.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's time to put up or shut up. And so that's where we are. Donald Trump is going to inherit the position as of the President of the United States and all of those lies and promises that he made, that he never had any plans on delivering. And when the people wake up, it's going to be too late. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, Trump fools you once, shame on him. Trump fools you twice, shame on you.
You know, Cindy, how is he going to, the things that he promised to people, he's bringing back manufacturing. He's bringing back this. He's bringing back that. You know, I'm reading everything that I'm reading. Musk and Divaswamy, whatever his name is, their plans are to dismantle government. You know, Project 2025 is real. And even though Trump lied and said he didn't know, they're getting ready to implement that. And so there's nothing to benefit the average Joe in Project 2025. So it's predictable what's going to happen. You know, and so, but again, there are people who say you have to understand why the people voted the way they voted. And you should have compassion and sympathy for them. And I'm like, they put everybody in that box. For the people who didn't vote for Trump, the people who did vote for him took all of us, you know, down the hill, sent all of us tumbling down the hill along with them. So it's hard to say I forgive you because this did not have to happen. Cindy, you say what?
Well, you're right, and the caller previous to the going to the break was right. I mean, the man had 4 years to do something last time. He did nothing. And if anybody thinks with him having the trifecta, or actually even more than a trifecta, because it's him, it's the Congress, it's the House, and it's the SCOTUS, it is going to be so ugly. People just don't understand what is going to happen here. They don't understand, and they were looking, like you said, at their emotions. They weren't looking at what's going to happen down a year from now, 2 years from now, and 4 years from now. We are going to be in this crap so deep, it's going to take a backhoe to dig us out of it for the next 20 years.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Jim from Brookfield. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Earl. I just want to say one possible reason why people did vote the way they did, or one reason why they did, was Trump and his team. They effectively used that old Ronald Reagan term, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, that's like asking, do you want more money? Do you want a better job? Well, of course. Most people are going to say yes, you know, or no, I'm not better off than I was 4 years ago. But if people had really looked back as to what it was under Trump, you know, how he took a good economy that he got from Barack Obama, ran it into the ground because he bungled the pandemic, you know, the racial unrest, you know, in the streets due to the George Floyd incidents and whatnot. I mean, we had chaos and an economy that was tanking. So how can anybody say, you know, no, they weren't better off under Biden, who pulled us out under that? And the second thing, Earl, I just want to say, I heard you on Dom Selvia's show yesterday. That was very touching when you mentioned both your father and grandfather, you know, what they went through, you know, during the civil rights. And yes, we are going backwards now, and we will go backwards. And I find it very ironic, you know, I live in an area that there are, you know, both people on both sides of the political aisle, but there's a neighbor up the road who's got all the Trump yard signs and whatnot. But he also has a sign that says, I miss the America I grew up in. Well, guess what? So do I. I miss an America, you know, that I grew up in where a losing presidential candidate graciously stood before the cameras and conceded and called their opponent. And we had, you know, peaceful transition of power, fair and free elections. And I miss, you know, an America I grew up in where we didn't have a president of the United States who was openly, you know, racist and sexist. And, you know, I feel like stopping in and talking to the guy and saying, yeah, I miss the America I grew up in as well. Because I'll tell you, we're in for a world of hurt. And as the previous caller just said, you know, in 4 years, people are going to have major, and it'll be less than 4 years, but they're going to have major buyer's remorse.
You know, Jim, very well said, man. Thank you very much for those kind words. And I will say to you, I don't get any consolation from pointing out what's coming. If you think it was bad under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, just wait, you know, just wait a little while and you'll be begging for it to get back to where it was, because you've got a man who clearly doesn't know what the hell he's doing. There's nothing in Donald Trump's DNA that says he should have ever been president. He's not a very bright man. Everybody knows that. Well, you know, I don't like him. He's not a guy that I would sit down and have a beer with. No, but he's the kind of guy you wanted to be the president of the United States, a guy who you wouldn't even have a beer with. And that guy's not going to change things for the better for you. That's a guarantee. Not going to get better. It's going to get progressively worse. Daily. And you'll be crying out about the mistake that you made. But all of us have to pay for that mistake. We're going to continue the conversation. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has released a report estimating that the state will have a $4 billion surplus at the end of the fiscal year. According to a press release, that $4 billion surplus is in addition to the nearly $2 billion rainy day fund. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers says he wants to use the surplus funding to continue making critical investments in the state's economy. The Department of Revenue also shared tax revenue estimates for the next 3 years, showing small increases of about 2 or 3%. As Wisconsin hunters prepare for the beginning of the gun deer hunt season this weekend, DNR officials are warning of a potentially smaller overall harvest. The number of registered hunters has dropped steadily over previous years and stands at around 600,000 this year. With declining interest in hunting, mild weather conditions, and the latest possible start to this hunting season, the overall harvest numbers could suffer. Officials are also reminding hunters to have their deer checked for chronic wasting disease and registered online. Ashland School District parents are challenging the school board to do more to curb bullying issues in the district. At a school board meeting this week, parents, teachers, and district officials discussed problems with the current reporting and punishment system, with parents arguing that it doesn't do enough to punish bullies and puts too much responsibility on victims to speak out. Superintendent Robert Prater says bullying has become a top focus since a teacher resigned in October due to harassment from students and parents over his sexuality. Polk County officials are looking for input from the community on possible updates to their outdoor recreation plan. The plan is updated every 5 years to best address the county's goals for outdoor recreation, maintenance plans, and potential changes to benefit local residents. A draft of the plan is available on the county website, which shows a focus on providing various activities for residents of all ages, protecting natural resources, and establishing more recreational trail connections. A public hearing on the plan is scheduled for December 3rd. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has 4 more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we get back into our usual routine of kicking off the weekend with Mark Jacob, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and Brittany Merlot's weekend forecast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And yes, quickly, I'm going to read this paragraph and then we'll go right to the phone lines. Progressives have suddenly found themselves lost in a political wilderness, caught in a self-inflicted trap of anger and fear. From the sound of their fury, they could be there for a long time. Thoughts and prayers go out to you. With Democrats now irrelevant, the second Trump administration has 4 years to take a wrecking ball to the Washington establishment, including deep cuts to federal spending and an overhaul of the bloated bureaucracy. To understand why the wrecking ball is needed, look at the annual budget deficits that have come under Joe Biden and the Democrats. $1.8 trillion in fiscal year 2024. On and on and on. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Girl, where was that piece from? That sounded like a read out of the right-wing handbook.
That's from the USA Today. That's not a right-wing rag. That's the USA Today.
I guess they're all starting to bow before the dear leader. First, Jim and Cindy, incredible callers, and they nailed it completely. I am a proud Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat, and I will continue to say that because I want people to look up exactly who brought us out of this mess last time. I'm going to just sit back and watch who these people voted for. When everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I want to ask you a question. Can I call up and say we're living the Republican policies? And can I find 15 people that have died on Trump's watch and tell you to say their names daily? Because they're definitely going to be there. But I think we need to hold these people's feet to the fire. And it sounds to me, if they're talking about debt and deficit in the USA Today in that way, they better go back and look at Mr. Trump and the disaster that he left last time. Because there has only been one party that has actually caused for the debt and deficit to go up. Democrats actually invest and they get a return on investment. Republicans spend and they put
Tom, so the question is, Donald Trump and the Republicans have promised the people that they elected that they will make it better than it was under Joe Biden. And I say absolutely not, because to completely dismantle government as it's constituted today is a guaranteed failure for the average everyday Joe. Government is not always the answer, but I'll tell you something, it's a better answer than having some rich person who knows nothing about the pains of the average everyday person in charge of dealing with the safety nets and those kind of things. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Calvin. It really comes down to a matter of values. The Dems are for, Americans' best interest, and the MAGA are for their own wealth and power. Granted, we're facing some really dark times down the road, but those things might be recoverable if democracy survives, and that's questionable. My major concern has to do with climate change and global warming, and I'd like to suggest that people connect with and support the strong environmental and planet advocates that are out there. There's a closing window in terms of climate change and what we can do to protect the planet. So Union of Concerned Scientists, locally, Citizen Action is good, Environmental Defense Fund, the NRDC. Learn about these organizations and let's support them, please.
Hey, Mary, let me say this to you before you go. I was talking with a Republican friend of mine yesterday about the climate and what Republicans are going to do. And his response was, well, the only people who believe in the urgency of the climate are Democrats. But when you have that kind of mentality, we may be doomed because they are now in charge of all those things. And so my Republican buddy who said that yesterday and was very serious about it, Mary, he represents a whole lot of people and And unfortunately, they are in charge now. Thank you for the call. Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what?
Morning. Yeah, it's going to be really bad over the next few years. I mean, I just thought Oklahoma was trying to, read the Bible or put
yes.
prayer in school and the public
school. Come on, man.
Really, you know, look at where they had their conference. You know, these people tell you who they are, right? They had their conservative action conference. It was in Hungary. Hungary's run by Viktor Orban. You know, it's a fascist government, or it's crony capitalism where, you know, you get special favors from the government. So I hope no one doubts that Elon Musk and the other ilk. I mean, look at Tesla stock since Trump got elected. Look at Bitcoin. A lot of these guys, they're there for the favors.
Absolutely.
The inside deal. But the thing that's scarier to me is what I would call the new axis of evil. You know, you got Russia and you got China. And I don't know if people have been paying attention or not, but since Trump has gotten elected, they've really ramped up their attacks on Ukraine. We just had people leave the embassy there because Kiev's just getting hammered now.
Well, Trump said he was going to fix it. He said he was going to fix it in one day.
Yeah, more like I'm going to give you a free pass. And the one that is really concerning is they had a ship leave Russia, a Chinese ship, stop in two areas over in Europe. And within the last few weeks, they've cut communication cables. So countries like Germany and Denmark, they just stopped the ship. And they did it with intention. They were hovering over it, and they were cutting communication lines. So we have to watch out. This guy might be a Manchurian candidate.
Hey, Robert.
In a normal country after go ahead.
No, you're a bright guy. You're a very bright guy. What makes people think that Donald Trump is going to change the economy? That he has the mental capacity and understanding, and especially with the people he put in place, to totally overhaul the economy of this nation, to improve the lives of the average people of this nation. What makes people believe that?
I don't know. It's going to be steal everything that's not kneeled down, deregulate everything, pollute, and take people's rights away. That's what's
coming.
4 years.
Yes. That's what's coming. Thank you very much for the call. Gary from Sussex, go ahead.
Hey, Earl, I got a question for you and your listeners.
I have a question. I have a question for you first. Okay. What makes people think that Donald Trump is going to change the realities that they're faced with? What makes people who voted for him believe that?
No, I believe it. I believe.
Based on what? You can believe it. What processes are he going to use to make those changes?
Based on the fact that we got people in his cabinet or people appointed from him.
Who?
To cut JFK Jr. or RFK Jr. RFK Jr. He is going to cut $2 trillion from the budget.
RFK Jr. is not going to be in a position to cut anything from the budget. You know, the last time I checked, he's going to be in charge of, you know, health issues.
There's a lot of pork going on there. They're putting millions of dollars into testing transgender monkeys doing
Gary, millions of dollars. If that we're talking trillions of dollars, do you know the difference between a million and a trillion?
Yes.
Okay. So then, why would you even if what you're saying is true, the people who are being impacted and face all the things that they face, they're not sitting back worried about a couple millions of dollars being spent to deal with monkeys.
Well, this is the thing. We're going to close the border so people like Lake and Riley is not going to be murdered anymore. They're going to get rid of 400,000 criminals.
Hey, Gary, is that going to create jobs for people who live in rural America? Is that going to bring back the jobs that Donald Trump and other lying Republicans said they were going to bring back?
Earl, do you want America to be safe and healthy and prosperous?
America is safe and healthy. You pick out one situation. That's how he got elected. Because people like you pick out one situation and hammer away at it over and over and over. The people and many of the people who voted for Donald Trump believe just what you believe, never mind the statistics. And yet that's not going to feed them, Gary. That's not going to make it any cheaper for them at the grocery store, the stuff that you're spewing.
Do you want Trump to succeed or do you want him to fail?
He's going to fail.
Do you want him to succeed?
Let me ask you this. Did you want Joe Biden to succeed? No. Donald Trump, I know I don't want Donald Trump to succeed. Not the way he sees the society. I don't want Donald Trump to succeed where only wealthy people, are benefiting from our economy and the masses of the American people are sold out. No, I don't want to see him succeed in that fashion. Thank you for the call. Brian from Maguanago.
Hi, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you. I just wanted to answer your question as far as why people voted for Trump. And I think I have a theory that I'm working on here. And that is, aside from the diehard MAGA that were going to vote for him no matter what, he could have said the moon is purple and they would have been like, awesome, let's vote for this guy.
Yeah.
But there is, I think, a large number of people that the Democrats have completely disenfranchised and forgotten about. When you have the Speaker of the House at the time, Nancy Pelosi, who is making millions, her husband is making millions, and she doesn't want to even talk about not letting politicians trade on the stock market. I mean, there's no way they're trading with anything but
insider information. Hey, Brian, do you really think that the majority of the people who voted for Donald Trump did it because Nancy Pelosi and her views on things? I think you're scapegoating Nancy Pelosi. I think for people to think now, because they got what they wanted. They voted for Donald Trump. What is Donald Trump going to do for them? That's the real question.
Well, you know, I only voted Pelosi because she was, for me, she's an example.
Hey, bro, I know, but Brian, what is Donald Trump going to do for those people who voted for him?
Not going to help them. They don't know that. I'm not saying that they know any better. I'm not saying that they made the right choice or the choice in the right frame of mind. I'm just saying my theory is the Democrats helped push people to that side. I don't know why or how, because I voted for Kamala, even though I'm mad at Democrats, but I'm not.
So let me ask you, why are you mad at Democrats?
Because they just gave up on the working classes.
Okay, so let me in what instance?
Earl, I gotta go.
I know. I'm sure you do, because you can't defend that. You can't defend that the Democrats gave up on the working class. So I'm voting for somebody who's given up on the whole society. Can't buy that. 855-752-4842. Our phone lines are open as always. You can join the conversation. We'll continue the conversation. Oh, yeah. And then the politrickster of the day on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out.
Just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Before we go back to the phone lines, the pilot trickster of the day, GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Why is he the pilot trickster of the day? Because he's leading the fight in Oklahoma to push public schools into allowing educators to teach the Bible in public schools. This stuff is really like Twilight Zone. Teaching the Bible in public schools. You know I'm a fossil. But man, this would have never even been thought of 30 years ago. If you wanted to teach the Bible, you would have to go to a parochial school. That's the way it was. So what changed? People like Mark Wayne Mullen, the pilot trickster of the day, who for heaven's sakes is as backwards as any person can possibly be. And he's a senator. It's part of the reason why we're in the trouble we're in now. Let's go to Beverly from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Beverly. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good to talk with you.
Thank you for listening.
You were talking earlier about why people vote for Trump, and I think there are probably as many different reasons as there are people. But one of the most interesting things I saw this week was some data that said that people who read the news voted +6 for Harris. People who do not read the news voted +19 for Trump.
Well, you know, I can't argue with facts, right? You know, if you're relying on somebody else to do the thinking for you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to wind up in trouble, Beverly. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, it is. And I think it's even worse than that. It's not that they're relying on other people to do the thinking for them. It's that they're not thinking at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, and because of that, all of us are going to have to suffer. Hey, Beverly, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I wanted to compliment you on your program this morning. You're asking the right question, and we have to continue to
watch what Trump's doing and report it out and get people talking about it. It looks like a you-know-what show coming up. But there are a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Which is worse, a low-information voter? You could pick Gary, who we just talked to, who, you know, he may be a little bit over the edge on MAGA, not the average low-information voter, but, you know, belief is Robert Kennedy and things like that. But then you got the others, the people who do read the newspaper, the, who call themselves Republicans and can't stop pulling a Republican lever for voting, even when they have somebody like Trump, who they know is no good. Which one's worse?
That's above my pay grade, Jack. I wish I could explain it, but thank you very much for the call. CJ, you got the last of it.
Well, thanks, Earl, for taking my call. You had a couple callers say, one, I think, said it's going to go to hell in a handbasket. The other one's, it's going to be a world of hurt. But you obviously don't cover the news of the day because the world's already hurting. 10,000 North Korean troops are fighting with Ukraine.
Hey, CJ, do you think that's the reason people voted for Donald Trump? Because 10,000 North Korean troops are fighting for Ukraine, Russia? And do you think that people really give a rip?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they do. That's why they voted for Trump. And you said we voted.
So what is Trump going to do to fix that? What is he going to do to fix that?
We voted for our wallet.
Hey, CJ, what is Donald Trump going to do about the 10,000 North Korean troops that are fighting on the side of Russia? What is he going to do to fix that?
Well, something different than Biden.
Like
done,
what?
He finally gives.
No, like what, man?
And
like
he
what?
The war.
Like what? You what know? What can he do to fix that?
See, this is the Biden-Harris administration right now, Earl.
No, CJ. What is Donald Trump going to do to stop, and what could he have done to prevent North Korean soldiers from fighting on the side of Russia? What could he have done?
Stand happen.
Nothing.
He never would have let 13 soldiers die in an
accident. CJ, Donald Trump said once he gets in office, he's going to end the war in Russia and Ukraine. And not based on the photos that Vladimir Putin showed of the former first lady in the buff that makes me believe that he's going to be able to do any such thing. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate all of you. Thank you, Calvin, for the hard work you do. Thank you to the listening audience. Up next, Jane Mattner and Greg Bach, Mattner on the Air. Hey, be careful. See you guys on tomorrow. She's you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming.